I believe the time is coming when the Lord shall come again. I believe the end is nearing every day. I believe the good old Bible from beginning to the end. Just compare
today with Matthew
24. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All the things we now are having every day. Just get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. While upon the Mount of Olives his disciples came to him, saying, Master, tell us when this thing shall be. Just be ready, be ye watching, let each one be free from sin. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Then we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming, let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of peace today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We shall live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. Many wars shall come upon us when the end of time is here. Many earthquakes will be numerous in those days. All of these today we're having, and in Matthew will appear. We shall live our lives for him and sing his praise. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All the things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. And we are living in the day he speaks about. All these things we now are having every day. Let's get ready for his coming. Let us meet him with a shout. For he tells us in his word to watch and pray. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at all in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. They're all expecting me, and that's one thing I know. My Savior pardoned me, and now I onward go. I know He'll take me through, though I am weak and poor. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door, and I can't feel at home tremendous world anymore. Just up in glory land we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise lifts back from heaven's shore. And I can't be at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at all in this world anymore. Just up in glory lane we'll live eternally. The saints on every hand are shouting victory. Their song of sweetest praise drifts back from heaven's shore. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. If heaven's not my home, then, Lord, what will I do? The angel beckoned me from heaven's open door. And I can't feel at home in this world anymore.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Now these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Things shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And God, I'm free from this world of sin, washed in the blood of Jesus, and I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He bring me out and show me the way. Thank God I'm free from this world of sin. Been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. Thank God I'm free from this world of sin, washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by His wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out He would bring me out and show me the way. Thank God I'm free from religion. That's it. Spiritual adultery, that's religion. Thank God I'm free of that.
And then it made you prison.
What a pile of garbage that religion is. Once you're free, you can't see it when you're in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're free of it, you look back. Man, what a Egyptian darkness. You know, that's what it talks about. That Egyptian Egyptian finsterness. That's religion. I don't care how they paint it up.
Mm-hmm.
And we're finally free. It's like I say, there's physical adultery that we're free from and spiritual adultery. They go hand in hand. And the Lord pulled us out of that gutter and we're free from it. And that's it's no part of it. We got to work overtime to stay away from both of them, you know. They want to invade us, especially religion.
Mm-hmm.
They think we're blaspheming when we're exposing these preachers what they are. Mm-hmm. That's spiritual wickedness it talks about over in, I think it's in Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, the mystery of iniquity. Mm-hmm. It talks about the mystery of iniquity here in this end time being revealed. It's out in the open now. We're telling everybody. We're telling all around the world. What we're seeing here goes all around the world. And everybody knows that that's what it is, that religious
thing
out there.
And if you're not sober, it draws you right back into it.
Yeah.
If you don't know what you believe and why you believe it, and it will just pull you. It's like a vacuum. It just pulls you in.
And if you quit fighting, if you become drunk with the wine of that fornication, if you're not sober, you'll become drunk, like you say. It pulls you right back in and you don't even know you're pulled in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so, looks so innocent at first, but when you quit fighting, that's what happens.
Yeah.
The Bible says so. It'll just draw you like a giant vacuum. And before you know it, you're back to square one.
That's right. And with Pete Hexet, the Secretary of War in the United States, he has some standards that he wants all the generals and the soldiers to abide by, you know, physical fitness and everything. And how much more, as a soldier of the cross, you know, should we not be in the fight and be at a place like physically and spiritually in shape, in order to be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. And to, because if you are overweight and you're dragged down, you cannot be sensitive to his attacks and where he's coming from, the devil, because he goes around like a roaring lion. He is a very subtle, crafty.
And then the Lord left them here to test us and to, so that we're always in the fight. You got to be in the fight all of it. And then you got to be an overcomer. It's a wonderful thing if you can get yourself to a place where you can lose weight and take your weight down where you have to be, where God is pleased with it. And then you can see more clearly that this is a fight and God wants us to be overcomers. He ain't going to give us heaven just on a silver platter. Mm-hmm. You want it, you're going to have to go out there and fight for it. And bear the reproach of Christ and all that stuff that you and I have been going through in the last 30, 40 years. And it's a good journey, but you got to be in the fight. You got to be coned out to fight all the time. It's not, like I say, it's not be going to be given on a silver platter. And we sang that song, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you." They talk about, like, we listen to a lot of stuff on YouTube and all that stuff about that Chuck Holt and the different ones, just to keep ourselves informed. Not that we are obsessed with listening to them, it's just we keep ourselves informed for what's happening
and around the world, like all of a sudden that Chuck Holden guy, everybody could listen in on him if you want. All of a sudden he comes, what we've been trying to say for the last 10 years, about that Civil War coming now. Mm-hmm. He's saying, finally saying, Civil War is here. It's on. It's already started. And now we're finally on the same page, or he's on the same page with what we've been trying to say for 10 years. That Civil War. And then going back to that scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, all these things will be added unto you. He talks about things that are completely away from scripture. It's all about gold now. Gold is going up, he says, in a year or so it'll be up to $10,000 an ounce. Now it's about $4,000 an ounce. So he's trying to promote us to go buy gold. And then he wants everybody to move down to Panama, because down there you can live off the grid. You know, all these things that's happening and that's coming. They see it's coming. And so they kind of paranoid of what's coming, if the truth be told. But here, we're living by the Word of God. We're living simply by that scripture. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. There you got your gold. You don't have to pay $5,000 an ounce for gold. Because at the end of the day, when that day judgment comes, that gold is going to be useless. But that seek ye first the kingdom of God, that's that born-again experience. And like I say, you and I have done more for the human race and the hour of time we're living in than anybody. And these 8 billion people living on earth, you and I have done more for people to inform people what they need to do, simply need to be born again. You must be born again. That's that kingdom of God is within you. That's that born again experience. And then it says, and its righteousness. The righteousness, no matter how you look at it, you can go back in biblical history, the only righteousness that you and I can perform is to believe the message for your day. And so, and then we have it right here. We've allowed people to let them know you must be born again. That's that think kingdom of God is within you. And then the righteousness and his righteousness, you got to seek it. It's not out there in the open now for everybody to pick it. You got to go seek it and search it. And then that's what we're doing. We're giving the people the righteousness for this day, and that's this message that we're putting out here every day, trying to alert the people all around the world to just seek the kingdom of God, and then seek the message for your day, and it's right here. And like I say, you and I, we have done more for the human race than anybody else on planet Earth, because we've given them that escape route. We've not only given them the kingdom and its righteousness, we've showed them the way, that this is the way out of this hell that's coming. Just up the road here, it's already starting, that tribulation. We're already in it. That George Washington's vision, we're already in it. Just open up your eyes. Just go on YouTube, like we're going on YouTube, not to let, just more or less keep us informed what's going on about where we are in time, just to back up. We know where we are at time, and as things unfold before our very eyes, we know we're right. And then we got nothing to worry about. And we're telling the human race, if they want to listen, you know, it's still a choice for everybody. Everybody has to make a decision. Everybody has to make a choice. Mm-hmm. You and I, we had to make a decision back in the day. We're going to follow Jesus, and we're going to just not step at nothing, and that's why we're doing what we're doing here. We're not doing it to make a name for ourselves. We're just led by that guiding light, led by the Holy Spirit, led by that unseen hand. That's what we're doing. And we're doing it gladly. And like I say, we're doing it not for our sake. We're doing it for the sake of the people out there that are searching. There's people that are searching, but they don't know our search. Oh, the only thing that we can do, we can just put it out there. And if you're hungry and thirsty, you will find it, because we've had the proof is in the pudding. We had a guy send us an email here some time back that he's been searching for 10 years for truth, and the Lord gave him a dream. He saw his need, and then the Lord gave him a dream. Tomorrow, I'm going to show you where the truth is. And next day, he went on his computer, and he found our website. See, we don't have to do nothing. It's just the Lord does it all. And see, when we're putting these things out, these conversations, like we don't have people that will advertise for us, because it's in the Church of the Living God will show to the principality and the powers and the heavenly realm the manifold wisdom of God, and then they distribute it. They can wake up a person at night and let them know, like it did that guy that I was talking about. They can do it, and we don't have to go out and have a platform and advertise everything. It just goes into the heavenly realm and to the principality, to the demonic world and to the heaven angelic world. And then they distribute it throughout, wherever there's a heart, wherever there's a soul, that there's a hunger and a thirst for the things of God, for things that has eternal value. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to see it, and if we don't see it, it's not going to be said, because nobody sees what you and I see. You and I are the only two people that sees exactly right to the day where we're living in time, and it's unfolding right before our very eyes. If you only have eyes to see and ears to hear, the things we're saying is exactly right, because we get it from the scripture. We get it from these. We go keep going back to the seventh star that Jesus held in his right hand. And then we go back to the midnight cry. These are all foundational biblical principles. And then we can go over to that vision that all comes from the Lord, from that angel. And then we go back to that vision that George Washington had, and here it's unfolding right before our very eyes. If you only have eyes to see and ears to hear, the things we're saying, they're out there for everybody to see now. Like 10 years ago or so, it was yet to be seen. But here in these closing days of time, you can see it for yourself. Just open up your eyes or switch on the YouTube or the news channel, and you'll see it happening right before your very eye. And when this is happening, then the next will happen, and the next will happen. That judgment day is arising. That the thing we sang about today, about the bride getting herself ready for the marriage supper of the Lamb, because up the road, it's all happening so fast that people seem to miss it. And you and I, we're sober, we're vigilant. We've been on out to do this very thing, and we'll do it gladly. And we're just trying to alert whoever wants to. You know, it says, whosoever will. It's still a freedom of choice. You can believe us, or you can reject us. It doesn't matter to us. We're just putting it out there, take it or leave it, because we're actually doing it for whosoever will, you know. Let him desire such earth come. This is it. Mm-hmm. This is that. This is that king. This is that righteousness before the Lord. I can prove it to you, because when Abram's eulogy was written, it said very plain, God, Abram believed God, he believed the message for his day, and it was reckoned to him for righteousness. That's the only righteousness that you and I can perform. You can wear a dress coat and part your hair in the middle and live in the commune and do all these holy religious things, but that does not appease God at all. The only thing that appeases God is to believe him. To believe him. And the only sin that you can commit, like they say, if you talk bad about the Hutterite colony and talk about bad about that, then that you've committed the unpardonable sin. The only unpardonable sin that you can commit is to reject the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that you can do. Because once you reject Jesus Christ, you reject eternity, you reject salvation, you reject everything that God has for you, because Jesus Christ is the only one that can give you eternal life, and you've got to go through him. Behold, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And that's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. Like we could, if you follow the natural, you will, what you will do is you will look for a place and an environment that is a place where you're not dependent on electricity, no sources that will, when something comes down, mm-hmm. that you're going to be stuck with no heat, no water, and everything. So people, what they do is they find this place in the world that they can just do that, live off the land and not nothing can stop you from living there. Like if a disaster comes, then you will be stuck. Like here in America, if something would a hurricane or something would come your way, then you would be left with nothing. But so people think naturally, where would be the safest place for me to live if something does come that I will be safe with my family? Mm-hmm. But when you will, that's the natural aspect of a man. That's what he will do. He will look for something like that. But spiritually, when you will follow the leadership of God, of the Holy Spirit, then he will lead and guide your life in a place where you will be safe, and you and natural disasters will not hit you and the things of your surroundings, because God knows a place where you can be saved, just like he sent Elijah down to that widow. He knows where he could from food and shelter for those 3.5 years of drought. And that's how God can provide for his own, if you follow his leadership. And that's all we've all done in our lives, is we wanted to get to know God and his righteousness. And that's when we were young, we had this desire to get to know God. And when we were 20, in our 20s, the Lord came by our way and saved us. And then he led us to the righteousness for our day and hour, to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson, to make us aware of the day and hour we're living in. Without that, you would not have no compass. If you would not know the day and the hour that you're living in, that you know that the grace age is 2,000 years, and the grace age now has run out, and we're in the week of Daniel, that lets you know the day and hour you're living in, and to be prepared for what's coming. If you don't have that, then you are going to be scared, and you're going to have natural resources that will, in your thinking, natural thinking, have safety for you, like gold and a place to live where you're not dependent on nothing, but you can live off the land and be safe and have food and shelter, and you're going to be all right. That's the natural aspect of man. But if you go into the Bible and you go by faith, how Abraham was led by faith, Abel was led by faith to make a sacrifice to God, a righteous sacrifice. And you can go through Hebrews 11, and you can look at all the men of God, how they moved by faith. And that's what we do. We move by faith when God leads us, so that when the time comes, that he will take care of us. That's what he's always done for his people. He provides a way.
It's all in that scripture, like we said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added on. Everything that you need for daily living, for the hour you're living in, you have that whole package if you can only believe the message for your day. Just like Noah back in the day, he believed God, he went out, and he built himself an escape route. Mm-hmm. But here, the scriptures here, escape route. Seek ye first the kingdom and its righteousness, then all these things will be added done. You're going to get that whole package, not only for you, you're going to get it for your children. If you, like we said the other day, if you can get yourself to believe the message for your day, you and your whole household will be saved. And it's just that simple. You not only have everything that you need for daily living, you have 24 hours a day bodyguards, angelic hosts, because these angels were there to assist us for those that are heirs of salvation. They're out there. They're all over America right now, protecting these people for that civil war that's coming. There's going to be a lot of Americans who are going to be here about how these angelic forces have protected. And we listed something yesterday about what the Palestinians are saying about the Jews. They say whenever we send out the missile and we try to hit somebody, that their God, that they believe in, he has a way of diverting those missiles that they can't hit them. And then this guy was asking, Is there any miracle that happens over in Israel in that war? Oh, is there tons of them, lots of them. See, the news media won't tell them about that. But here, when I'm Beckman, that Scott Walker, the governor for Wisconsin, he won his re-election, everything, and they tried to get him out of there. What's the devil trying to get him out of there? But the Lord had him on out to get that to be the governor of Wisconsin there for 4 years. And he just showed, at that time, he showed me how these angels are stationed all around America to protect them for this here thing that's coming up. I just saw them. I actually saw tremendous movement, and then I saw how they were stationed. That was 10, 15 years ago when they were stationed to stand at a specific place to protect those that are heirs of salvation. And that's what's going to happen here. You're going to see a lot of miracles. You're going to see a lot of people that's not going to get shot from these snipers and all this war that's got that George Washington's vision. You can go back and read it. All you got to do, like we kept saying over and over again, just punch in George Washington's vision, and you can go to you're going to read exactly what's happening now in America and Illinois and Portland and the different places. It's happening. It's already going, and it hasn't reached its peak yet. But when it'll be said over and done with, then you're going to see more bloodshed than the other two wars that America had, that war of independence and the war of slavery. And there's going to be more bloodshed here in this one. I can see it coming up and galloping towards that end. And at the end of it all blends in to the separating of the goats and the sheep. And now people are determining. They don't know that they're determining their eternal destiny simply by hating God, by hating Trump, by hating Charlie Kirk, by hating godly principles. There's actually what they're doing. They're going to be hearing, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Depart from me, because I was hungry, I was needy, I required certain things from you, and you loved lawlessness and all that stuff. So depart from me." And then they go right into that lake of fire. They don't go into it. They go into that lake of fire, and there they're going to be destroyed, because the Bible says so. The Bible says, "Depart from me, go into that everlasting fire. That's prepared for the devil and his angels." See, in hell, nobody gets destroyed in hell. Hell is going to be another 1,000 years, and then hell and death are going to be thrown into that lake of fire. And in that lake of fire, the body and the soul is consumed, is completely destroyed, that there's nothing left of it, and their memory is lost throughout eternity. They will not, you're not in there throughout eternity. You're in there only until the body and the soul is destroyed in hell. And like I kept saying over and over again, that lake of fire is up there. When you open your eyes and you look in the morning and you see that big ball of fire, that's that lake of fire, because I can prove it to you. When Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, they were destroyed with a flame, a firestorm that left the sun, and it went down to destroy hell, because it was like almost like a laser heading for Sodom, because the city of Zoar was right next to Sodom, and it didn't get destroyed. I used to think it was a volcano, but it wasn't a volcano, because if it would have been a volcano, that ash would have spread all over. But it was like a laser beam heading direct for Sodom, and it left the sun. And the only place you can find sulfur and brimstone is from the sun. And back in Jam, it says eternal fire. That fire that left us, that sun is there, going to be there throughout eternity. That's the only eternal fire that you have in our galaxy. And like we said some time back, and it's coming closer and closer, that hell and death at the end of 1,000 years is going to be thrown into that lake of fire. And like I say, there is going to be destroyed. The body and the soul is going to be destroyed in that lake of fire, because Jesus said, "Fear not him who kills the body. Fear not him who tries to intimidate you to believe Samuel and Lorraine." Because what they'll do, they'll come and intimidate you and fear-monger you and threaten you, and so much that they might even kill you. But Jesus said, "Fear them not. Fear him that has power to destroy both the body and soul in hell, and once they are destroyed, then that spirit, completely purified, and the spirit goes back to God who gave it. The only thing that's eternal is that spirit, but because people have been choosing sin, they've been unfaithful, then what God does, he gets chosen into that lake of fire, and they're destroyed, and then, like I say, that spirit goes back to God who gave it, and everything is, eventually, the whole universe will be rid of every trace of sin, every trace of the devil, every trace of these angels of Jew, and there will be no sign of them nowhere in the universe where there will there be any sign of any evil. And you and I, we have the whole counsel of God. We can tell people the picture the way it's meant to be said. And we could go back when God had himself that great counsel, and we could take it right over into the eternal age, because it's all in the Bible, and that's all we've done all our life. Mm-hmm. We would end that Bible backwards and forwards. In fact, I get this program that everybody should read the Bible every day. There's a program here. You know what it's called?
Bible Gateway.
You just punch in Bible Gateway, and you can read 3 chapters every day. And then once a year, you can read the Bible too once a year. And it's a good program, and everybody should read the Bible. But we happen to, I think I read it maybe 10 times already. That's why we know the things we know, because we haven't been sleeping. We've been sober. We've been vigilant, and we have done what needs to be done here in these closing days of time. Because one day the Lord spoke to me, prepare to meet the Lord, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. And then I set my face as a flint towards things that has eternal value. The things down here has very little value, just enough to keep you going. And because, like you're saying, this world is not our home. We're just passing through here. It's just temporary stay. Everything is down here is temporary. It's that heavenly realm that we're looking for, that kingdom that prepared for us before the foundation of the world. That's the thing that we're preparing ourselves for.
Mm-hmm. And America is a prime example. What happens when you let your guard down? When you reject God, and just like the Israel, how they rejected God, and they did not listen to his commandment and did not walk in his ways, and then God let the Assyrians come and just take them and just take them into captivity, and they're still dispersed around the world. And you can, and the same way with Israel, with Judah, when they forsake the ways of God, and then Babylon came and they took them into exile. See, that happens when you forsake the ways of God. Mm-hmm. And that's what America did. They let their guard down. They rejected God's prophet and his message for the Laodicea church hour. And then the devil was able to enter in. And first of what he does, he attacks family structure. He goes into the school system and he totally takes out from the youth the things that matter the most, to worship God and to follow his ways. And he infiltrates it with communism, with Marxism, with everything that's anti-God. Mm-hmm. And then what that younger generation turns against its own country. And that's what you see now playing out in America is the enemy from within.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have been brainwashed in those school systems by these Marxist professors that have infiltrated, because America let the doors open.
Rejected the prophet.
Uh-huh, they let the doors open, and all that filth was able to come in. They let their guard down, and Satan was able to do their thing because they were not sober. That's why it's such a prime example as a whole. If you look at America and if you look at Israel and as a Christian life, what you really need to look out for, because the enemy is always out there, and if you don't do your part, he's going to just hoodwink you, and you're not going to have anything. Then we can we saw it happening in this truth here when Brother Jackson passed away, how the devil was so able to come in and just take these people out for a ride. And it was shocking how easy he did it too, because they were so unaware of Satan's tactics, because they were under the protection of Brother Jackson all those years. And then Brother Jackson left, and all of a sudden they just fell for the devil's lies and were able, and then you saw a lot of turmoil happening, people coming up with their teachings, and then people started walking away from the church. And in the end, what the devil does, he blames Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. That's what they end up doing, as if these two men are the ones that are the problem. But they don't know that's what the devil works at.
Like back in the 60s, like we said some time ago, the churches of America, they were all represented there when Brother Branham called them all together. There was a big meeting in Chicago, and they were, all the Lord was using Brother Branham for, to introduce the foundational principle of Christianity. Go back to the Word, to the foundation of Christianity. It was Acts 2, verse 38, repent and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and then the Holy Ghost will lead and guide you into all truth. See, when you and I heard about it, we set our faces a flint. We believed, and we put our whole heart into it because we knew it was true. But what happened? The Church of America rejected it, and each one went their own way, and that's why you have the problem in America today. That's why Satan was given the key to America to infiltrate it. And the first thing he did, he went into the Supreme Court and put up his corrupt Supreme Court's justices, and from there they finally took the prayer out of school and took the Ten Commandments out. All these godly principles was simply because they rejected the prophet to the age. And like I say, when you and I found out about it, we embraced it with a passion. The first thing I did, I went to tell these other high preachers, what did they do? You got till sundown to get out of here. You're not going to tell us nothing about no prophet, about no Malachi. Well, and then they died. And you can about imagine where they went to. When you reject the message for your day, there's only one thing left for you to do. You're going to go out to hell and death. It's just that simple. The very thing that they rejected, the very thing that could have moved them ahead to where you are, you and I are today. And see, we've done our part. But see, it's free will. God has given the human race the freedom of choice, the freedom to choose their own destiny. And if they so choose to do what's right and choose the right thing, they're going to be persecuted. They're going to be terrorized. They're going to be shunned. They're going to be doing everything they're doing to us. But that's all right. And it's the power of God unto salvation. Oh, that I might know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering. That's all part of the package. That's all part of the program. But it's exactly like Jesus said, fear not them. Don't fear them, Leonard from Deltas, if they come and threaten you. Don't fear these tugs. They're Satan's tugs. They got nothing. All they can do is fearmonger you. And I called their bluff back in the day, and now we're on a roll. They don't intimidate us. And to this day, they shun us, and they tell people not to listen to us. But see, we're just doing our part. And then there is the power of God unto salvation. There's nobody on planet Earth that has it better than you and I have, because we have decided to put our trust in the Word of God. Like that scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. That's the story of our life. And there's nothing we can do to make it happen. There's nothing we can do to stop it, because simply because the scripture runs true to form. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. The message for you to the message of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson and the church in the Laodicea. And that message will dress you that you don't stand naked before God. It'll give you eye salve that you can see exactly what you and I are seeing. If you can only get yourself to a place where you call these thugs, there you call their bluff. They can do nothing. They can only fearmonger you. They can only do exactly what the Bible says. They can only fear not him that kills the body. Eventually, they'll eventually try to kill us, I guess, because the Bible says, fear not them that kill the body. Fear not them that try to intimidate you. Fear not them that try to kick you out of your home. Fear not them thugs. Because when they do that, the Lord has already a place prepared for you. He's going to after you. You can only get yourself to a place where you can put your trust in the Lord, in the Word. That's all we're doing, because God has put His Word above His name, and then we found that out, and what we did, we put our trust in the Word of God. Once we saw it in the Scriptures that God sent the prophet Malachi 4, we believed, and we didn't care what people say, do, or think, and then from there we went to the next phase, and then the next one, and here we are, just having a great old time.
Mm-hmm. Things like that, that do not come just overnight. They come with a sacrifice, and that's what a lot of people don't realize. They think they can just hop on the bandwagon and not make a sacrifice. Mm-hmm. But it's impossible. These things come with a price. When you decide to follow Jesus, and Jesus means more to you than what the world has to offer. Jesus means more to you than your family and friends. That's one thing that the devil cannot, he doesn't like that, because when you, that's how he gets a lot of Christians, is because they can't let go of their friends and family. That's why it's a sacrifice. And if you pay that ultimate sacrifice, then, the rest of your journey, you know, the devil can throw things at you, but you know, you have decided you're going to follow Jesus, and that's what you're going to do, and follow the righteousness for your day and hour. In it is a price to pay. It doesn't come just like ordinary life. There is a price to pay. There is a mockery. There is a walking alone. There is a, like, it's a sacrifice.
It's bottom line is the reproach of Christ. Mm-hmm. Where Jesus told John the Baptist, blessed he that is not offended in me. We're not offended what we believe. We're not offended what we have to go through. In fact, mm-hmm. we embrace it with a passion, because therein is life eternal. Therein is all that good stuff that the Bible talks mm-hmm. about. But Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, my peace I leave with you, but I don't give it the way the world gives it. Don't let your hearts be troubled, because within that peace is going to be outside of that peace. There's going to be turmoil. There's going to be intimidation. There's going to be fear mongering. Just like they did to us. But see, we were bound and determined. Mm-hmm. When we made our decision, we're going to follow Jesus no matter what. I didn't know what lies up the road. I don't know where that this is all going to lead to exactly where you and I are today, because I was blindfolded. All I could do, I'm going to trust the Word. I'm going to trust the Lord, because He is trustworthy and He's faithful and He's true. And I read that testimony about Clint Eastwood. Everybody knows Clint Eastwood. It was actually a very good testimony that he has. He finally found the Lord, and he said, I put everything at risk. I may lose my popularity for being an actor and being this important guy, but he said, that's all good and well. I found the real thing. Finally, I'm up here, and I think he's 95 years old, and here he found the Lord, or the Lord found him, and he just surrendered his life to the Lord, and he goes around and tells people about it. He's not ashamed of it. He says, I'm putting my life at risk. I know the price I'll have to pay, but I'm bound and determined, because I found something that nothing Hollywood cannot replace what I found, he said. And I read it last night, and it was genuine. You could tell it was genuine. He's on the same page that you and I are on, and he's going through the same thing that we're going through. But he's bound and determined. That's what he found. He'd been looking for it all his life. And here, when he's 95 years old, he found Jesus, or Jesus found him. And that's the way it works. We're not ashamed of it. We're not ashamed of the reproach of Christ. In fact, like I say, we embrace it with a passion. We're not being intimidated. They can take everything from us if they want. But see, at the bottom of the day, end of the day, the Lord has charge of your life, have charge of our life, because exactly what I said, my father-in-law, when he came into my house, if you don't recant, imagine, right in broad daylight, like back in the Dark Ages, they want these popes, they want the people to recant, they wanted Martin Luther to recant, and they refused to do it, and then they threw everything at him they could, and here's my father-in-law in my doorway, if you don't recant, as of tomorrow morning, you don't have a wife, you don't have children, you got nothing. You don't even have a name. You're just a number and just a piece of trash. And that's more or less what he said. Well, I told him right to his face, you'll do whatever the Lord allows you to do. And if he allows it, it'll be for my benefit. And then he died from cancer, and I'm still here, having a great old time. And then the Lord puts us together, and then it even gets better. And we can go shopping together, we can go to California together if we want to. We can see the scenery. We can do everything together. And we got a camaraderie going. We I'm grateful to the Lord that he brought you on board. And now, we got company, second to none. We're in agreement with each other, spiritually and physically. We're having a fun time. And that's what he has for everybody that's willing to not be afraid and not be intimidated and not be ashamed of the reproach of Christ. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We thank you for everything you've done for us, for where you've brought about us, this religious systems, Lord, and showing us the way to eternal life, Lord, in your Son, Jesus Christ, and we just give you thanks for that. And then you let us endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, because we were willing to forsake it all for Jesus and the gospel. We just give you thanks. We just pray that you'll help people open up their hearts and their understand that they can hear and see and believe. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.